Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show as we roll on, getting set for first pitch between the Shockers and the Smokies on a Thursday night. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a very special guest in the Brewers Vice President of Player Development in Cam Castro. Cam, thanks much for joining us.
Javik, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
How fun is it to be down here in Biloxi visiting all the affiliates?
Great. No, I really enjoy coming here. I had a long-running joke the last few years that I had seen Biloxi on the road far more than I've seen him at home. So I actually feel like over the last probably 4 years, I've gotten a better tour of the Southern League than I've gotten of Biloxi itself. But been able to come in a few times now and have really enjoyed it each and every time.
How much you're enjoying being back in the trenches with these guys? You were a pitching coach in Carolina in 2019. Is it fun to be back in the clubhouse every day?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's still different. I mean, I'm probably more of a sellout now that I... You know, I'm out of the uniform, but it's been great. And I think the best part about these trips for me is just getting to come in and spend time with the staff, hang out in the coach's room, get more info just on like a day-to-day basis of what their pain points are and what they're excited about or what's giving them headaches and just, you know, get an opportunity to just really spend time with them and obviously to come in and to watch the game and watch the product that we try to put on the field and... you know, just also mainly try to stay out of the way. That's probably mission number one when I come into town. But it's always great to spend time with our staff and you know, spend time around you know, our affiliate groups and our affiliate front office and you know, get a chance to you know, watch the players do what they work so hard to be able to do on a daily basis.
How important is it in your role to be able to get that hands-on experience?
Which part? The hands-on experience of...
Kind of the hands-on experience of being able to travel to the affiliates and see these guys in action.
Yeah, no, it's super important. I think it's the biggest... I think the most important thing is probably just it's... We're running this really large operation, right? When you... Between Milwaukee, four full-season affiliates, two complexes that exist in two different countries, it can be daunting, right? And it certainly can be daunting to try to... You know, streamline. You know, just an operation or a system that functions regularly, regardless of location. But that can't happen, and that's the goal. And that's, you know, we're not unlike there. That's the goal for 29 other teams too. Is, you know, just have a really, you know, solid foundation and a streamlined operation from top to bottom. But for me, it just starts with like making sure that our people are connected. So that's the exciting part for me, and it's fun. It's just fun. I mean, I just heard Will Schuerholz inside talking about how he had just gotten off the phone with our AAA pitching coach Jeremy Accardo, and like, just, you know, the connection that our staff have to each other and to our players, regardless of their physical location. I think that's the really exciting part, and that's the thing that everybody's chasing. When you look at, you know, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and how those two ecosystems kind of interact. You know, that's kind of like Shangri-La. That's really what you're after. So this is the grassroots of it, really.
I like that you mentioned that it's this big, massive scale operation, because when you're in it every day, it's minor league baseball. There's a couple levels. There's the big leagues. You have your standard four affiliates. But it really is a daunting task to keep it all interconnected. How much do you enjoy playing a big part of that in your role?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I'll you know, just refer back to, you know, just try not to mess it up too bad, really, is most of my day to day. And I joke about that, but it's also true, because, you know, our staff and our people are so good. And obviously I think that, you know, Biloxi in and of itself here is probably, this is maybe the last 2 years has been the biggest staff that I think that we've had at the AA level. And we've really just tried to beef up our presence, you know, in both like the player development and the high performance spaces to just support our players and support our players' goals. But yeah, I enjoy it for sure. But I think what I enjoy most is just, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, all of our staff and all of our players have everything at their disposal that they need to be successful.
You talk about here in Biloxi beefing up on the coaching side of things. It's also been a team these last 2 years that have had a lot of talent coming through. You look at the big league roster right now, six different guys who are on the 2023 Shuckers roster are at the big league level. What's it like seeing that amount of talent graduate from the farm system built from within up to the big league level already?
Yeah, I think it just makes it, when you put it that way, I mean, I think that sometimes even we get so caught up in it in Milwaukee that you don't get to stand back and really appreciate that. And I've actually had a lot of conversations with our head of domestic scouting, Todd Johnson, and we're getting ready for the 2024 draft next month, and you force yourself to kind of take a step back and look at the roster as a whole, not only the active but the 40-man roster too, and I think that to your point, it really and hopefully our players feel this too, is that it should just feel a little bit more real. Hopefully it feels attainable. You watch Carlos Rodriguez pitch the other day against the Blue Jays, and I remember watching him pitch here last year, right? And it feels far, right, from Biloxi to Milwaukee or Carolina to Milwaukee, but the realistic perspective of it is that things can happen really quickly, and I think for us at the major league level too, we're really cognizant that we have this window that we're trying to really sustain. And to be sustainable, you need, talent and depth and players that can help you in major league games at the drop of a hat. And I think that's really what we've tried hard to produce here the last couple of years.
There's not only young talent at the big league level, but there's young talent all throughout this organization. It seems like every time you turn your head, there's a new guy popping up who's a heralded prospect in the Brewers farm system. How proud of you are the player development side of things and the scouting side of things for putting together what has really been one of the best farm systems top to bottom the Brewers have had in the last couple of seasons?
Proud for sure. I think same thing. You said it before, when you get so caught up in the day-to-day, you don't think of it as this big giant operation, and we know that it is. Really proud of our staff and of our players, and I think that to your point on the scouting and the player development front, I think we try really hard to make sure that those two groups are interacting and spending a ton of time with each other and knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses a little bit and trying to balance each other out. And part of that just starts with, as soon as a player steps foot in the organization, we want them to feel like that we have a plan for them, and that we recognize what they're good at, and that we want to leverage that, and we want to really lean into what makes them special. And I think if you can do that, player by player, over and over again, hopefully that's how you get to, like I said, a sustainable operation.
Well, Cam, appreciate the time as always. Thanks much for joining us.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and Smokies coming up next.